This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pennsylvania is a swing state that could decide the election, and both presidential candidates will be there in these final few hours before Election Day. The AP's Donna Warder.
Vice President and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania, which offers the largest prize, 19 electoral votes. Harris will visit working-class areas including Allentown and wrap up the day with a rally tonight in Philadelphia. She'll be joined by Lady Gaga and Oprah Winfrey. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump plans four rallies, starting with one in Raleigh, North Carolina, two rallies in Pennsylvania, in Reading in Pittsburgh, and a Monday night rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Trump and Harris are trying to get millions of supporters to get to the polls on Tuesday. Some 77 million Americans already have voted early. Donna Warder, Washington.
Forecasters are warning residents of Oklahoma to get ready for more heavy rain and possibly fierce weather through today after severe storms and tornadoes battered parts of the state yesterday. Several people hospitalized. Governor Kevin Stitt says he's seen an awful lot of damage.
Sometimes as Oklahomans, as a fourth generation Oklahoman, you think, man, it could never hit me. But you've got to be really, really cautious.
The governor heard there on KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City. Today, Boeing machinists vote on a contract that could end their seven-week strike. The walkout has shut down production of most Boeing passenger planes. Music great Quincy Jones was going to get an honorary Academy Award later this month. He died last night at the age of 91. He arranged records for Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, and he composed the soundtracks for Roots and In the Heat of the Night. This is AP News. Back home on Earth.
Three Chinese astronauts have returned to Earth after a six-month stay on the Tiangong space station, part of China's effort to be a global leader in space exploration. A parachute slowed their capsule's nighttime descent to a remote landing area in China's Inner Mongolia region. An anchor from China's state TV reacted with excitement as the crew emerged from the capsule after touching down at 1:24 a.m. A Chinese national flag stuck in the ground near the capsule flapped in the wind. In recent years, the country's space program has brought back rocks from the moon and landed a rover on Mars. It aims to put a person on the moon by 2030, which would make China the second nation after the United States to do so. I'm Karen Chemas.
The top weekend movie was Venom, The Last Dance, which brought in $26 million, followed by The Wild Robot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.